753, 7 before 8, and Brad, Michelle Seagull's on the phone for us.
Yes, she is. Michelle, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am just fine, and I'm delighted that you are in this time slot now for today, because it's very, very important what you are going to be talking about, the National Consumer Protection Week. And, you know, when I was going over this, the first thing that I thought of, what is this all about when we talk about the National Consumer Protection Week? What kind of protection?
Well, it really covers a whole range of things, and this is just a good opportunity for across the country organizations, whether it's us, Better Business Bureau, AARP, our partners in other state agencies, or the Federal Trade Commission, to just draw attention to the fact that it's really important for consumers to just be informed and to take some basic steps to protect themselves. And so we have a number of suggestions for people, just some basic things you should be doing every year, and that now is a good time to be doing that. One thing we encourage people to do is just take a look. Clean up your computer and smartphone. We're seeing more and more identity theft will come from apps that are being downloaded on a cell phone or programs on a computer, things like that. So now's a good time. If it's something you don't need, get it off your phone. Also, it's towards the beginning of the year still, you know, make a budget and plan to stick to it as best you can. So that way, when somebody calls you out of the blue and tries to sell you something or get you to donate to a charity, you'll have already thought through how you anticipate spending your money for the year. So those are two really basic things you could do. A third thing, check your credit report. You can get it for free from each of the credit agencies, and just make sure you see where all your money's going, what accounts are being opened in your name.
Say, what type, this has always bothered me, what type of new scams or issues have you seen more recently? What types?
So we're seeing a lot, particularly impersonator scams are becoming popular. One we've seen a rise in over the past year, just nationally, is romance scams. And that's somebody who gets on these dating sites or similar sites and will pretend they're interested in you. And, you know, they'll start communicating with you, but at some point, suddenly, they're going to need money for a ticket to visit you, or they have a horrible medical procedure they need to have, and their insurance isn't covering it, and they'll want money from you. So just last year, these scams cost people about $2,000 on average. So
really?
It can be a really expensive one, and people really get kind of sucked in and feel like this is their friend. They need to help.
You know, one of the things that I believe in, the consumer, I think about them protecting themselves. How can they protect themselves?
Some really basic things. So one, you know, keep an eye on your credit report. Keep an eye on your bank statement, your credit card statement. Make sure there aren't anything being opened up in your name. There aren't charges that you don't recognize. But beyond that, the big thing for consumers to do is to really be careful about who they either give their money to or who they give their personal identifying information to. So some flags and signs that this is a scam is if you're being contacted and it's somebody you don't know, and of course they'll pretend that they're legitimate, they'll tell you they're from the IRS or they'll tell you they're from the utility company and you overdue on your bills, but you have no way of knowing other than believing them. So those are some big signs right there that you didn't initiate the contact. Quickly, you're going to get pressured for money or for personal information, and there'll be created a sense of urgency. The IRS is going to threaten to arrest you, or your utility company is threatening to shut off your power, or it may be on the other side. They're going to say you've won this amazing foreign lottery, but you have these taxes to pay, or you're going to lose out on this big prize. So you're in some way going to be pressured to give a lot of money and to do it quickly, and then you're going to be asked to make your payment in a way where it can't be tracked, it can't be undone. You may be asked to buy a prepaid card and read the number off the back, or you may be told to wire the money. Or it could be somebody showing up at your door and asking for cash. So those are some really big signs. You didn't make the contact, you're being pressured to make a decision really quickly, and you're being asked to make this payment or to give out this information in a way where you can't undo it.
Well, again, great to have you tuned in here. Michelle always is. You're a regular with us and have provided some tremendous information and have for over a year now. And again, it just seems that so many people don't know what to do, and I just think it's important that we do this once a month so that we can help them, and they write us, they let us know, and we certainly appreciate it. But this scam stuff has just taken off.
It certainly has, and it's unfortunate. There's just so many more ways nowadays for somebody to reach you. You know, they can, of course, call still, but they can try to reach you through your email and through your computer more generally. So, it's just really important for people to be careful, and we really appreciate you giving us time on your show and helping to get information out and drawing attention to National Consumer Protection Week.
Well, we thank you. Michelle Segal, Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection, is with us once a month. And, Michelle, have yourself a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Okay.